we started working on in Yonim of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. The way things have been done so far, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, is instead of just, you know, giving an inspiring shmooze, I'm not so good at inspiring people, what we choose to do is work on one thing and chew on it and chew on it and chew on it until we really are kind of the inyan, to get Das Torah in the inyan. There are sugyas, like anything else. The sugyas of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi are certain approaches of how to look at life, how to look at your chaverim, how to look at other people. And it's a change. I find that when we went through Emunah, the Olam, including myself, was steiging in Emunah. When we went through the sugyas of Kavod, the Olam was steiging in Kavod. It's almost like we go on a journey together. And Bein Adam L'Chaveroi by us is going to change this man. The more we get into the sugyas, someone once told me, a bacher, at the end of his stay in yeshiva, he said, I asked him how he did, you know, how things were. I didn't really get to talk to him much in yeshiva. He said, I only wanted to learn how to learn in yeshiva, and I didn't want to work on anything else, on midos. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, when people leave yeshiva, you just smile and say goodbye. You know? Now's not the time to tell him he made a mistake. But I was blown away. You know, couldn't help myself. I had my eyes on this fellow. And I was at his chasana. At his chasana, I wanted to see, you know, I thought it would take a while before I get a phone call that he's having trouble. But I saw the biggest mistake I've ever seen. Right after he got married, after they broke the glass, he's going down. He did, I'm not going to tell you what he did, but I'm like, if he would have only worked. I saw his kala start screaming at him right as they're going down the chuppah. There's no eitzes. There's no eitzes. If we work on our midas, we become great people. Sometimes I get calls from people about Bachram and the yeshiva who've been there for many years. And they call up and they say, you know, he's a serial killer. Well, I'm exaggerating a little bit. Never gotten one of those before. But something not so far from that. And I can tell you today, he's a diamond. He's Sfasayim Yishak. I would set him up with my own daughter, possibly. Possibly. I have to think about that. But I'll call upon him, there's so much work that's being done in yeshiva, in the areas of midas. People are kind of, it's so gewaltic to see someone from the beginning to the end, and it's so sad to see somebody leave and not have worked on these things. And we pointed out that this is the zman. This is the zman. Svira is the time to work on midas, to prepare for Kabbalah Satira. It's a zman that's mesugel for Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, because that's what Borei Olam wants before we're mekabel the Torah. That's why there was a kitrug on the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva in this man. Because this man is this man where we're supposed to be working on our midas. The word midah, which is measure, or midas, the personality traits we have. The midah is gematria 49. It's not by chance, because in these 49 days, we cover all aspects of our behavior, if we can. And we find that the best midah in Pirkei Avos is Lev Tov, having a good heart. And the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that Lev Tov is Gematria 49. We start off with Lamed Beis Yom. The first part of Svira is Lev, until Lag Ba'omer. We get to Lamed Beis, and then the rest is Tov. And it's two separate avodas, we can't get into it, but Lev Tov, having a good heart. When someone has a good heart, everything else falls into place. Real avodas hamidas. And Rabbi Yaakov Hillel writes in his Sefer on Lag Ba'omer, that be'etzem, the celebration of Lag Ba'omer, which we're going to be zeicha to be by Reb Shimon, Ashreichem, to be by Reb Shimon, B'yoma D'Ilula, the simcha is the smicha of the new Talmidim. The new Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva had, who were shleimim in this area of Kavod Zelazah, who spread all of Torah Shebaal Peh, that we know it, says Rav Yaakov Hillel, the simcha of Lag Ba'omer is the simcha of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. That we got it together in Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. The smicha of the Talmidim itself is not the simcha, it's the simcha that the Talmidei Chachamim, who became the Tanoim Achdoshim, were mesukin in all areas of Midas. And we can get this, and we will get this, B'siyata D'Shmaya. And we pointed out that Baruch Hashem, in learning Torah, we have to deal with people, right? We have to. Everyone has a chavrusa. And this is an amazing thing, this whole thing of having a chavrusa, right? You know, since I remember when they invented Easy Pass, I'm showing my age, you know, right? Already lost my hair a long time ago, but Easy Pass. And I remember my first reaction as we got our Easy Pass was, oh, you don't have to say hello to toll collectors anymore. This was a major part of the GW bridge, Rabot. Was, have a good day. You too, fella. Right? That was what we did all the time. Interaction with people. Today, now you can shop on your phone. You could do everything without dealing with a single person. Rahman al-Islam, and people can get in this zone. I remember there was somebody I was very honored to see, an older balabas. And I went to see him, he was at a bris, and then we were talking, and all of a sudden he got some sort of message or whatever, and he just zoned out. Like, I was in front of him, and he was an older person. I'm like, what is he, just want me to float away? Like, no goodbye? This is like, what happened over here? The poor guy didn't even realize. It happened to me twice by balabatim that I respect, that over the years, they lost their understanding of how to have a normal conversation. You don't say goodbye to someone. You say, would you mind? This is a very important thing. It's kultuv, it's great. Like, no, fading away, like, just float away. What's going on? But Baruch Hashem in the Beis Medrash, we have to deal with people. We can't be koine Torah without a chavrusa. And we have to be ma'ayin more in what Torah is doing for our ben adam chavero. A person wants to learn without a chavrusa, he's in trouble. He's in trouble, says the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Vav. Unbelievable. The Gemara tells us, minayin l'shloisha sheyoshvin bedin sheshchina imayim, three people judging their shchina, brings a pasuk, minayim l'shnayim sheyoshvin v'yizkin b'atayr sheshchina imayim. When two people learn that the shchina is with them, it says, az nidbaru yiri Hashem, yisho re'eu v'yakshiv Hashem, Hashem's there, v'gomer. Then it says, minayin shafilu echad, even one who's learning, sheyoshvin v'yizkin b'atayr sheshchina imayim, shenemar b'chol makam asher asker shmi, wherever you call my name, which is Torah, I'm there. Frek the Gemara, I don't understand. If the Shechina is with one person, right? So then why did you need to tell me that the Shechina is with two people when you learn? The Shechina is even with one person. One guy sitting there alone. Baruch Hashem, the Shechina is with him. Says the Gemara, a very strange answer. At least strange to me, but Baruch Hashem, there was a Marsha. V'chimiyachar da'afilu chad trei mi'boi. We need to know about two, we know about one. No, emphat the Gemara, trei michtavan milayu b'sefer zichroinus. Chadlo michtavan. Two people who learn also get written in Hashem's special book of remembrance. Okay, interesting. What is this special book? Says the Marsha, you can look it up if you don't believe me. Says the Marsha, he says when one person learns, the Shechina is with him, but he doesn't make the book. Two, they make the book. He says, why? He says, because one person who learns, he can't make the book with his learning because he's probably making terrible mistakes in the sugya. So he can't put him in the book. The Shechina's with him. Go, Baruch, go. Go, Baruch, go. The whole Shechina's there, the Malachi Hashem, but I missed the sugya. But two people learning are omit each other on the MS, so they make it into the Sefer because they help each other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a matzav where you need somebody else in learning. You need somebody. And it's true, there were some greats who learned alone. The Sefer Chassidim in Tuf Kuf Mem writes that there are Tuf Mem writes that there are exceptions to the rule, some rare exceptions who learn alone. However, my chavrusa told me that we all know Rav Elyashiv learned alone. It was Yadua that people thought he was talking to himself. And a fascinating thing, Rav Elyashiv, who did this on his own? My Chavrusa's father went to Rav Elyashiv. He wanted to know if he should start learning in Yerushalayim. For whatever reason, he was in Kfar Chassidim. He's the son-in-law of Rav Dov Yaffe. He's an Adam Gadol. He wanted to know, should he go learn in Yerushalayim? So Rav Elyashiv told him, he says, you could learn anywhere, Be'etzim. You could learn anywhere. He says, but if you're learning anywhere, you're going to have to learn alone. He goes, I've done it for many years, and it's so hard. I would never tell anyone to learn alone. That's what he tells me. Really, I've learned this all. I would never be mamlitz la'af echad, not to a single person. There are certain exceptions, but very rare. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that the Torah requires this. And Reb Ruvain Frank brought me a beautiful Maramakam from this, the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer says in Kedoshim that when Rabbi Akiva says, Vahafta l'reyecha kamoicha, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. What does it mean that Vahafta l'reyecha kamoicha is a klal gadol b'Torah? So Pashup Shad is, it's a big principle in the Torah. Says the Ksav Sofer, no. The Torah needs a chavrusa. And so it's a Vahafta l'reyecha kamoicha is a big klal in your learning. In your learning. We can't use an easy pass on your chavrusa, Rav Osai. You can't order some. It's not like Gap online. Your chavrusa you have to deal with. And it's a bracha. If we get this straight, we're going to be ready for marriage. If we mess this up, we're going to get worse and worse. The further we get into yeshiva and we let our egos take us, it'll get worse for us. But we have this opportunity to figure out, are people in our lives an asset to us or are they a threat? Okay, this is the way we have to see things. We either see people as a threat to us or we see people as contributing in our lives. And we have to try to understand what exactly is going on over here. What is it that's stopping us from wanting other people to succeed, like we said last week, to have ayin toiva, to have a good eye. Moshe Rabbeinu had an ayin toiva. Our leader, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu did the most pleiadic thing that was ever done. He did the most generous act that you could ever imagine. Because it wasn't a davar gashmi. It wasn't a physical present that he gave Klal Yisrael. He gave them a present that was ruchni. What did he do? Says the Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Lamed Ches. Moshe was noyig in the Torah. Toivas ayin. He had a toivas ayin in Torah. Why? Says the Gemara, toiv ayin hu yivarach is going on Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Torah. And he gave him the Torah for him and his children alone. This is what it says in the Gemara. For him and his children alone. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to Klal Yisrael. Frek the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to have a monopoly on Torah? What about us? What about all Taryag mitzvahs? Gemara says, no, not on the Taryag mitzvahs. For sure all of us would have to do things. Would have to do mitzvahs. And we'd get informed of everything we have to do. But pilpula ba'alma, the pilpul of Torah, Moshe was supposed to have a monopoly on. And his children. What's going on over here? What's this pilpul? Lashon Rashi? Pilpula ba'alma lehavin davar mitoich davar. Hu denita l'moshe v'nig ba'tovis ayin v'nas l'Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who was going to give that gishmak alam de shashir. To be maven davar mitoch davar. Everyone else would just have to read things the way they are and not say any vart in the sugya. Moshe was supposed to be a bialim with his family on every Reb Chaim, on every Briskerov, on every Reb Shmuel, on every Baruch Ber, on every Reb Akiva Eger, on every Reb Chaim Ezer and Achiezer. Everything was supposed to be in one family. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to Klal Yisrael. Toiv ayin hu yivarach. Why? Because Moshe understood, and this is why he was our great leader, Moshe Rabbeinu. He understood that you become great through other people. You become great through other people. And the more people succeed, the more you succeed. The more you succeed. And the Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, has a pleiadic of perish on Chazal. We know that Chazal compare Moshe Rabbeinu to the sun and Yehoshua to the moon, right? What's the connection? Why is it that the Gemara in Baba Basra says, Pnei Moshe k'pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua k'pnei Levana? Says the Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in Avos. Says an amazing thing. He says that we know in the beginning of Bereishis, we've all seen the Rashi. Right? What happened? The sun and the moon had a fight. The sun was supposed to be in charge of the day, and the moon was supposed to be in charge of the night. Correct? What happened? The moon says, you can't have two kings. You got to have one king, right? The sun was fine with his position. The moon was the one that complained. Says the Ruach Chaim that when Moshe Rabbeinu was having Nevuah and all of the Zakenim, the Shimon Zakenim were crowded around him, there were two people in the camp, Eldad and Medad, and they were having their own matzav of Nevuah. Right? Not a good idea, right? Not a good idea. Yehoshua says, Adoini Moshe Kelayim, incarcerate them, put them in jail. You're having your whole matzav with Shivim Zakenim, the whole Nevuah is coming over here, and Eldad and Medad are having their own matzav. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yehoshua, halavai that the Gansa Klal Yisrael should become Nevi'im. He was telling Yehoshua an amazing lesson. He says, no, we're Matzliach when Klal Yisrael is Matzliach. We're all on the same team. And says the Ruach Chaim that Moshe Rabbeinu understood like the sun, the idea of shining when someone else shines as well. And the moon was like Yehoshua, that he didn't have this ability. And it goes even further, because in Koheles Rabbah, in Kapitel Tes, Aleph, it says over there that Moshe Rabbeinu had two issues with Yehoshua when Yehoshua took the leadership. And one of them was this issue, that Yehoshua had a problem with Eldad and Medad. Why is that a major issue? Right? I never saw this printed in any Sfarim. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu had such an issue that Yehoshua was worried about the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu? Sounds very good. You read the psukim, you would want to be mishabeachim. But over here, when it comes to leadership, we have to believe that everyone's success means everyone wins. And it's sometimes hard. A person can see something, lufi madregasai, and it seems like it poses a threat. And here we come to a very difficult sugya, a very heavy sugya. Something that we... is a disease that we have to get out of ourselves. And this is part of the sugya called Ayin Ra that we spoke about last week, but it has a different name. It's called Miskabed Bekolon Chaveiro. Miskabed Bekolon Chaveiro means when somebody messes up that you feel like you're elevated. This is a very dangerous sugya. Miskabed Bekolon Chaveiro. And we find in the Gemara, in Begila, in Daf Chav Ches, they asked Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Bameh harachta yamim, how did you have such a richas yamim? He said, Mayamai lo niskabati miskabadati b'kloin chaveira. I never took covered in people's demise. And I don't think it's a coincidence. Last week we learned, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Rabbi Isai, in the Mishnah, in Brachas, set up the Yehi Ratzon before going into a base Knesset, going into a base Medrash. And what did it say according to the Marsha? I should not be happy when other people mess up. You see that this was his Midah, his Gantz 11. His whole life was about making sure that it's not a competition, that there's nothing over here that's ugly. And when things are ugly like this, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that Miskabi B'klon Chaveiro is Ma'akev Tshuva. A person can't do tshuva. They're so on a different planet of what Klal Yisrael is about that there's no hope. And there's a scary Gemara about this. A scary Gemara that Rabbi Akiva, and these are the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, this is a different group, but it's a shtickle Torah in Rabbi Akiva on Midas over here, in the Gemara in Menachas. The Gemara in Menachas says, on Daf Samaches, Yosef Rabbi Tarfin v'kakashale. Ma ben kodem la'oner, l'kodem l'shtei alechem. He had a kasha in Lomdus, in the Gemara Menachos. And Yehuda bar Nechemya had an answer. And he gave a good answer. And it was better than the Rebbe could have said. The Rebbe didn't know. What happened? Shosach Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin was dumbfounded by the answer. He's right. The Talmud is right. Tzahavu panav show Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya had that look like, I stumped Rebbe. I outdid Rebbe. Whatever that look is. Right? Whatever that look is. But it was nicker. Amr lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva saw this. Yehuda. Tzavu panecha sheheshavta es zakein. This is your way of succeeding in life? When your Rebbe goes down and you one-upped him? Timani im tarech yamim. I'll be blown away if you make it through a period of time. And sure enough, he came back 2 weeks before Pesach, he asked for Yehuda ben Nechemiah. He says, where is he? And they said, he's no longer with us. What's the issue over here? The issue is this is a distortion of reality. This is not what it's about. This is not what it's about. A person has to understand a healthy way of succeeding, right? A person is tall or short, right? I have a great idea of how to feel tall. You just chop off people's legs, right? And then you become taller, right? Right? And when my chavrusa messes up, oh, I became bigger. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. You haven't accomplished a thing. There's a certain cheapness where people think that they become bigger when other people become smaller, Rachman al-Islam. And that chavrusa that's there for you to become a bigger person, a better person, has now become a source of just, it's a tinker toy. He's a toy for your ego. But it's pumfakert. It's pumfakert. A big person, a person who's working on his midas, the opposite. He wants his chavrusa to one-up him. Oh, so you'll say, why? He's like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He's like the altar of Navardic. They like to put difficulties on themselves, right? I want my chavrusa to tell me I'm wrong. No, that's not what the Sefer Hasidim says, a Rishon. What does he say? He says it's a logical point. Im adam mitvakeach im chacham. A person is arguing with a chacham. Al yehei lo tzari minatzeach oso. Don't feel bad if he wins you. Why? Sheyischakim yoser. You'll become wiser. Sheim hu notzeach hachacham. If you win, lo hirviach. You didn't win anything. This is a healthy attitude. Says the Sefer Hasidim. He says, when your chavrusa tells you something that you didn't know, so then you gained something today. It was good you came to Seder. But if all he's doing is just nodding at everything you do, what do you want him to do? Baruch, Baruch. Everybody's bowing down to Baruch all day. Everyone's just nodding their heads all day to you. What did you do with yourself? What did you achieve today? Nothing. Says the Sefer Hasidim, that's getting your money's worth. You didn't know something and someone taught you. You became bigger today. That's how we become big. And it takes a big person to realize that. But that's how we become big. And that's in the world of chavrusas. But there's another area that Torah forces our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Another area. There's something called, and this is really good for marriage, an Eish Yischayil. Right? We know there's an Eish Yischayil. And to have an Eish Yischayil, you have to work on your Shalom Bayis. Guess what? There's also Shalom Bayis with Hashem and his Torah. Says the Vilna Gaon in Mishle, on the capital of Eish Yischayil, Chayil is Gematria Memches. 48 ways to be koned the Torah. The Mephorshim say, it's good question, should be 49. Learning Torah is one, plus the 48 ways, together 49, right? You got plenty to do during Sfiras HaOmer. Says the Gaon, a person who has a relationship with Torah has been mekayim on himself the Memches Kinyani HaTorah. Now, what would you expect these Kinyanim to be? How do you become big in learning? How do you become big in learning? And maybe you'll just say it's a nice thing to have on the side, but really, if you have a big brain, so that's how it will work. You'll become very big in Torah. No, you need these Memches Kinyanim. How do I know that you need these Memches Kinyanim? Because Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in his Hakdama to Safra Ditzniusa of the Vilna Gaon, shocked me. Okay? It was good. I don't know if my seatbelt was buckled, but I almost fell off my chair. He's talking about the Vilna Gaon and these thousands of pshatim and all different psukim, and we discussed this in Emunas Chachamim. All these things that the Gaon did in his sleep and when he was awake and Eliyahu Navi visited him and Yaakov Avinu and everything. Wild things. And then he says, you know why he was zochet to all this? Because he was Makayim every one of the Memches Kinyani HaTorah. Whoa, it's like that? Yes, it's like that. The Rabbeinu Bechai writes in Parshas Mishpatim that the Torah never complements brains. I challenge you to find a single place where the Torah complemented a brain. He says the Torah talks about Yashrus. It talks about Anava, which is modesty. You will never find a single person in the Torah complimented about brains. Because the reason Moshe Rabbeinu became Moshe Rabbeinu is simply put, like Hashem said himself, Ish Anav Mikol Adam. He was a modest person. And all perfection of character has to do with a person being Zocha to be Koine Torah. But you could say that that doesn't really affect the actual Chavrusa. Meaning, there's the idea of Nose Ba'olim Chavera, right? Holding the burden for a friend, empathizing with someone in a very real way. That's one of the Memches Kinyani HaTorah. There's Dan Lekafschus, which is giving people the benefit of the doubt. Right? There's Sameach Bechelko, being happy with your lot. There's not being arrogant, being Megis Daitai. Right? All of these, there's Anava. All these wonderful character traits, maybe they're not supposed to be in the learning themselves. They're just things you're supposed to work on the outside, which would be enough. Which would be enough. However, it's not that way. In the Seder itself, all of your Bein Adam HaChaveiro comes in. Who you are in Bein Adam HaChaveiro comes in. No Seba'ol, we'll bring an example. No Seba'ol im Chaveiro, right? Carrying the burden. If I was writing a perish on the Memches Kinyani HaTorah, in Perek Vav Vavas, you know what I would bring? That Moshe Rabbeinu was a No Seba'ol im Chaveiro because he got out of the palace and he carried bricks on his back to feel the pain of Klal Yisrael. That's what I would say is the kinyan of Noise Ba'olim Chaveira. Now listen to the words of Rav Chaim Volozhiner in Ruach Chaim. What's Noise Ba'olim Chaveira? What's this kinyan called carrying the burden? Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Noise Ba'olim Chaveira Laharos Ponim Lisvaraso. You see a guy is trying to say a shtickle Torah. Your chavrusa is really trying and he's not being matzliach. But he wants to go this way in the sugya and you see he's sincere. But he doesn't have the rayas. You can help him with his shtickle. Wait, you're arguing on him. You can't do that. You're arguing on him. You're going the other way. Yeah, but you noticed that he has a brisa that might support him. He has a rashba that's similar. Don't do it. It's going to ruin your own shtickle. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Listen to this. You ever seen the Gemara? It says, Targama Rava Aliba da Abaye. Rava said according to Abaye. Rava, you're on the wrong team. What are you doing? He's no se ba'olim chaveiro in the learning. That beautiful heart that could feel the pain of someone else is the only way to have a productive chavrusa here. He knows his shtickles better. He shouldn't make himself a big shot. He subtly shows him, I think you're making a misread in the Rashi, and then as soon as it's over, we go weiter. That's also no sibolim chavero, he says. When you see he's totally off, you're like, see that word? It doesn't work according to you. Let's go weiter. All right, weiter. Not like, you know how to read, buddy? Did you skip Cheder? Right? Because we got him. Dan Lekaf Schuss. Dan Lekaf Schuss. So what would I say is Dan Lekaf Schuss? Dan Lekaf Schuss? I would tell you, right? A guy is at the rest stop, you know, on the way to the Catskills, and look! Baruch went into Taco Bell! Right? All of a sudden you send out a mass email. Right? Now you can really kill yourself. In 1 second you can get all the Gehenna you want with these mass emails. Right? It's unbelievable how much Gehenna a person can get quickly today. Aside from Gap Online. So you write your mass email. Guy says, slow. Wait. Baruch's family's sitting in the car. It's a little strange. You also looked a little green. Maybe he has to use the bathroom? Oh, I didn't think of that. Good point. Too bad I wrote the mass email. Right? Right? A little too late for Baruch. I got him. It's that feeling, I got him. I got him. Says the Chovas Halvavos, when you're learning, you have to be Dan Lekaf Schus. You have to try to, your goal is not, it's to be, like the Rambam says, to be Farish Dvarav Lechesed, to assume it's good. Not try to catch the guy, but try to understand how he's saying something here. And sometimes in this competition, we're trying to mamish pumfai keret to see the exact opposite. Shmias ozen. Shmias ozen, a listening ear. Right? Sounds like something that should just be that should just be for learning, right? Shmias ozen, no. You ever, you know, my husband, he doesn't listen to me. Listen to me! He's on his phone, he's checking his things and doing, listen to me! Shmias Ozer, remember in when you were little, you're like, Rebbe, call me, right? The whole shiur's done, because you had something that you wanted to add for 20 minutes. What did he say for the rest of the time? I don't know. Right, so now we're too embarrassed to do that. Now we're like, Rebbe? But you have no clue what the rest of the shiur is about. It's all about you. There's no Shmias Ozen. You can't do a single thing in learning without these Memches Kinyanim. Each one of them is a certain Tyrus HaNefesh, which allows a person to steig in Torah and to become a great person. Be'ezus Hashem. And Lag Ba'Omer is coming. And Lag Ba'Omer will just finish with this thought. This is my present to you for Lag Ba'Omer. I have to give you something for Lag Ba'Omer. Aside from the fact that Rav Yaakov Hillel says that it's a celebration of Bein Adam L'Chaver, and you can feel very good that we're working on all this. But let's do something. Let's give a matana, something fresh, a chiddush, that I hope is a davar amiti. I'm quite excited about it. It's my present for Lag Ba'Omer. Rabbi Shimon, we know he was in a Myra. He was in a cave, right? He was learning Torah there, amazing Yisurin, who knows what was going on. Comes Rabbi Shimon, and it's time to leave the cave. Okay, so he comes out, and what happens? Everywhere he looks, he starts burning everything. Psh, psh, psh. Wherever his eyes see, everything's burning. What's the problem? He saw people working in the field. They're so busy with Narishkeit over here. Wherever he would look, everything was getting burnt. This is why you came out of this cave, to ruin the world that I created. Go back inside. They stayed for 12 months. Mishpat Rishayim, they were Mekabel on themselves. Who knows what the Mishpat Rishayim. Then, Yatzta Basko Vamra Tsum Emarasechem. Now go out of the cave. Nafku, Kol Hechad Avimachi, Rabbi Lazar Avimasi. Rabbi Lazar had to watch his eyes. Everything he saw was Masi. Rabbi Shimon said, Oive, Bini, Dai Lo Oilem Anivata. It's just me and you who learned Torah. The whole world, nobody else. Va'ata Bahadi Panya Demali, Va'asa Bahadi. Suddenly someone came. A person. He says, what are you doing? What's this person doing? It was Malik Panya Mali Shabsa. Chazua hu sabadavi nukatre medani asa. He had two bundles of hadasim. V'roi ben Ashmashi, he was running on Erev Shabbos. Amrule honey lamalach. What are these for? Amrulehu lechavad Shabbos. This is for Shabbos. So he says, v'tiskila b'chad, one's enough. No, he says, Chad's keneged Zachar, Chad's keneged Shamar. One's keneged Zachar, and one's keneged Shamar. Okay? And he says, Kama, he tells his son, Kama chavivin the mitzvah for Klal Yisrael. Do you understand this Gemara? I don't understand this Gemara. Okay? I mean, it's very nice that this person had this idea with the Hadassim, but this saved the world. What's going on over here? And what happened the first time? Why did everything get burnt up and I'm going back in for... Rabosai, there's something very, very tief over here, I think. And I don't think we're going to touch it, but L'chava Rav Shimon, we're going to touch it. Just touch it. A little bit. Rav Shimon, was in a Mara where he was La'amitoy Shel Torah. La'amitoy Shel Torah. His whole life was Emes. His whole life was Emes. That's where he was in the Mara. That's where he was. And not only that, Rabosai, the Zohar in Parshas Nasa says that Rabbi Yehuda called Rabbi Shimon Shabbos. His name was Shabbos. And even though great tzaddikim, the Zohar in other places says that all tzaddikim were called Shabbos, but Rabbi Shimon was the Shabbos. The Shabbos. Shabbos, Olam Haba. Rabbi Shimon was a chefsa of Olam Haba. Was a chefsa of Olam Haba. And when you take Olam Haba outside of a cave, and you let him see this world, and people are working, like, why is everybody wasting their times? It's not a good idea. Because if Shabbos looks at what's going on during the week, everything gets wiped out. And Hashem says, you're machriv olami. What's pshat, you're machriv olami? Rib Shimon, you'll excuse me for saying this, but this is a Gemara. You destroying my world. Guess what? You know where this world comes from, this world that you're destroying? It comes from Torah. Hashem was istakel baraiso bara alma. I built the world you're burning through Torah alein. How could it be Nisraf? You're being machriv olami. You're making a mistake in the sugya. Go back inside and relearn the sugya. Relearn the sugya. Reb Shimon comes out. And what does he see? It's not just a punkt. He sees a yid preparing for Shabbos. He says, look what yidin are. It's not just stama chavivas and mitzvah. Yidin are preparing for Shabbos. They might not be living in Shabbos right now. But the divrei Torah of this olam is that everyone's trying to get to Shabbos prepared. All the Bria, all of Klal Yisrael are standing there, coming closer and closer. Reb Shimon says, this is Shabbos. Here, this is the sugya of Shabbos. And this is the gilui of Reb Shimon b'tikunai. This is the Reb Shimon that finds the greatness in all of the yidin. How every yid is preparing for Shabbos. Every yid with his simple ideas and mitzvahs is worth keeping an entire veldt that looks like sheker alive. And when you come to Reb Shimon gets you. He's an unbelievable shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kedai lismaych al Reb Shimon b'shas hadchak. At the times where you don't even understand how you're a person, you're worth anything, Reb Shimon sees that you're preparing for Shabbos too. And we should all be zeicha that all the hashbos of the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro that come from the Divrei Reb Shimon, from the relationship with the Torah Hashem, all of that simcha should come together with an achdus gemura, and all of the klal's tefillah should be niskabel at the tzion on Lag BaOmer.